being that it is a late hour, so I know that it's very nice of people to come. It's volunteer, whatever. And I don't want people to fall asleep on me. So I'll try to say things that are interesting, things which people should know or want to know or have to know. This is my crib sheet. And the Maisa, we're going to also not be too long, a half hour, plus minus. And if the item likes it and they want to come back next week, then we'll know that that's what he wants to hear. This year is going to be basically for halachas and for yediyas. Things that are important to know, things that every person should know. And we're not going to have mar makaymus. People are going to listen. Obviously, whatever I say, I'm achroi for. And if you'll ask me afterwards where it says it, I'll tell you where it says. I never say things which I can't cover. But right now, we're not preparing with mar makaymus and whatnot because it's already late at night. And we want to make it nice and light. We're going to talk about a subject which is very interesting. The subject is not eating or doing things that are kosher l'shikcha. Kosher l'shikcha means to say things that cause you to forget your learning. Now, what's wrong if I do things that make me forget my learning? I mean, the Torah says that I'm supposed to learn. Where does it say that I'm not supposed to forget what I learn? When we were kids, we used to say that whatever I learn, eventually I forget. The more I learn, the more I forget. So the Seichel says I should learn less and forget less, right? No, it's not right. It's wrong. The emes is that there's a Gemara. The Gemara is Menachas Daf Tzadik Tes and Mebeis. The Gemara says that if a person forgets his learning, he's over a lav. And another Mandimer says he's not over one lav, he's over two lavim. And there's another Gemara, Tosfos brings down a Mishnah Novus, that says if you forget your learning, you must chayv benafshe, which means basically you chayv misa. So obviously it's not a Poshenion. What's the Makar Taka that you're not supposed to forget your learning? So the Gemara brings down, there's a pasuk. The pasuk is in Veschanan. The pasuk says, Hishom lecho ushmor nafshecha, pen tishchach, maybe you're going to forget what you saw. Pasha is referring on Har Sinai, Maimed Har Sinai. The Ramban doesn't count this as a lav, because he's saying, basically, it's a general idea that the Rebbeinu Shem was telling them not to forget Maimed Har Sinai. Remember you were there. But it's no specific thing about the actual learning. The Rambam also. The Rambam doesn't bring down any Isser to forget your learning. The Rambam understands that this is simply a chizuk that a person should learn and remember what he's learning. But it's not a special mitzvah. On the other hand, you have the smag. That's from Moshe Mikutz. He's a Rishon. He's one of the Moine mitzvahs. He counts the mitzvahs. You have the smack, also Rishon. You have the Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's much later. They bring down a special lav that a person is not supposed to forget his learning. And this is the Makar. And the smag tells you in his Agdoma something amazing. He tells you originally he did not intend to put down the Isser of forgetting your learning. He understood like the Rambam, it's not a special Isser. But then afterwards he had a dream. Now, we know that in America somebody once said, I had a dream, and you know what happened to me afterwards? He thought I went to sleep. You don't have any more dreams. But a Rishon says, I had a dream, it's Andreverte, Lahavdil. When a Rishon says that I dreamt something, so you got to pay attention. He actually writes down. Don't think I'm exaggerating. Whenever I tell you, and there's other places also he tells you certain things he saw in his dream. We have a certain Baal Tosfos. There's a special Shaz HaTshuvos Min HaShamayim. I don't know if you're familiar with it. One of the Baal Tosfos, he used to see things at night. Anytime he had a Shaila, he went to sleep. He was thinking of learning as he went to sleep. And HaShamayim, they answered him. So it sounds like you can't argue with him, but you can. Why? Loi b'shamayim hi. Because the Gemara says that you can't get things by baskels. We don't go by baskels. You got to work it out. It's got to go by road. There's whole systems. But nevertheless, it carries a lot of weight because it is a Rishon. That's about Taisis. And he hears things min HaShamayim. So it's not the bottom line, but it's something to hear with. The Moshe Mikutzi writes in Zagdoma, I did not intend to write down the lav of forgetting learning, but it came to me a dream. Hey, Rav Moshe Mikutzi, how come you didn't bring down the lav that you're not supposed to forget your learning? So he woke up and realized they're telling him Simon Shemaim. So he fixed it, he stuck that in, and that's why he does bring it down as a lav. So we do have several Rishayim that bring it down as a lav, others that do not bring it down as a lav. And now the question is, what's Halach Lamaisa? So one of the controversial Mar Makaymus that causes a Machlikus in the Hainting of Poiskim, the current Poiskim, is there's an interesting Maisa in Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim, for those that know, is a Rishon, Rehuda Chosid. He is the Rebbe of the Or Zeruah, who's the Rebbe of the Rami Rutenberg, who's the Rebbe of the Rosh, who's the Rebbe and the father of the Tur, and bing, that's where Shulchan Aruch comes from. So he's heavy stuff, even if not everything he says is Halacha Maisa, but he is the Meir Moreinu of the Shulchan Aruch, a few generations back. In Sefer Chassidim, there's a Maisa. It's in Tav Tav Reish Ches. I don't know if you have a Sefer Chassidim over here, but that's where it is. In Tav Tav Reish Ches, it says There was a mice of a certain guy, an Amoritz, and he came to one of the Chachamim. Chachamim is a time to Rishonim. And he told him that I have a problem. I'm eating from a certain food, and somebody told me that the mice ate from this food. And there's Gemara in Hurrius Daf Gimel Beis. The Gemara says that if you eat from the food which a mice or mouse ate from, so it's kosher l'shikha. Makes you forget your learning. So what should I do? So what did the Chachim answer him back? So he laughed at him. He told him, you worried about the fact that the mice ate from your food? But do you learn anything all day? No, you waste your time. Do you chazer? No, you waste your time. Don't worry about the fact that you have food that the mice ate from it. That's not your problem. Must be good food if the mice liked it also. Don't worry about that. It's better to take your time, learn, chazer. That's more important than worrying about dvorim shekosh l'shikha. My question is, what do we do with that mice? So there's several poskim that understand from that mice. There's no iser to eat from something which is kosher l'shikha. Because if it's mamash l'iser, what's he telling him? Go learn and don't worry about this. You can't tell someone, don't worry about this iser. Don't worry about putting on tefillin and worry about Shabbos. You can't tell him something. That I used to work once upon a time in Eishet Torah for many years. And that was one of the basics you have to know. If somebody is becoming frum, you can't tell them one bounce. You can't do this on Shabbos. You can't do this. You have to put on tefillin. You have to put on tzitzis. You tell him all that, then he'd rather stay, you know, fry. He doesn't need it. You can tell him slowly but surely. I don't got to throw the book at him one shot. But you can never tell somebody, this is mutter. You can't tell him that. Just don't tell him all in one shot. Tell him slowly but surely. He'll slowly but surely get into it. Here also, if it's actually usher, then how could they tell him, don't worry about dvarim kosher l'shikha? It's elamai. It's not a halacha. It's like an eitz toiva. And a guy like you that doesn't have anything in his head anyway, what are you going to forget? So I told him, it's better to start learning something. Better to start chazering. Don't worry about the dvarim kosher l'shikha. First make sure you have something that you have in your head, and then you worry about how not to lose what's in your head. So some place can say, Chaim, can you ask you, for instance? He writes down that the idea of not eating things that are kosher l'shikha, or doing this kosher l'shikha, is not more than eitz toiva. And that's his right, because you can't possibly tell a person that don't worry about this if it's mamash osur. He was osur rabbonu. You couldn't tell him that. There's other places that say no. That avada there is an isser, but this guy who's only worried about the tefillah, he's worried about the ideas of eating things, forgetting learning, and he's not learning anything, so he's pushing making the tzoras out of him. He says, first learn, chazer, talk with people, don't waste your time, talk with people learning, and don't worry about this. This is not on your priority list. But he didn't mean to say that it's not osur. Maybe he meant to say it. There's nothing in your head to forget anyway, so like, there's no isser. If you don't have any Torah in your head, then you can't be over the Isser forgetting it. There's nothing there. But it's interesting how there's different ways of learning this Ma'isa. The bottom line is, there is a Machloikis in Achreinim about these things that are Kosher L'Shikha. Chaim Kanievsky, as I said, holds it in Eitzah Toiva. Rabbi Avadya Yosef also seems to hold it in Eitzah Toiva. On the other hand, there are some Poiskim. There's, for instance, Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch in the Sefer Tshuvas von Hoggis, the first Chelek Siman Gimel. He brings down that he heard from the Chazon Ish, he was a Talmud, that any time a person does not do something which is says in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, you'll forget your learning, then you are over the Raisa. Example, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Simen Dalet Sif Yud Ches, in Aruch Haim, he says, Eilu Dvarim Shetzich Netila. These are the things you have to wash your hands. You go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. Before you eat, you have to wash your hands. Touch your shoes, you have to wash your hands. Touch your body, Mekemes Mechusim, you have to wash your hands. Come out of a basic forest, you have to wash your hands. Person was lying in bed. The simple understanding of that means you slept. Some places can say, no, it doesn't say that. It says someone's komi mitasai. So the Tzoyser Shulchan learns from that. If you're lying down and you weren't sleeping, you still have to wash your hands. It doesn't say shochav. It says komi mitasai. You can argue, but there's such a day.
You have to be
that? Let's put it this way. I wouldn't tell you. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it. So I may, Pasha Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like that. What do you lose? What do you lose by doing it? You remember everything you learn? I'm not saying like the guy in Sefer Chassidim, but we probably don't. Most of us don't remember everything we learn, right? Why not be machmer if it can help you retain your learning? It's pashut common sense, though, because I have to be machmer. Can't tell you have to.
All the washing the hand things are kosher
shikha. We didn't finish. The Mechaber says that if you don't wash your hands after one of these things, there's about 10 of them, so then if you're Talmud Chochem, if you have Torah in your head, Meshakach Talmudah, Kepask in the Shulchan Aruch. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. You forget your learning. And if you have no learning, you go cuckoo. What does it mean, go cuckoo? Who knows? It could be it means different things in Tumah or in Ruach Ra. Who knows what that means exactly? Mr. Burr says with a different Purushim on that. But assuming you're not the type of guy that's empty, you're the type of guy that does know some learning. So it says, you're going to forget your learning. So that's a black and white psak in Shulchan Aruch. Right? It's not a threat, it's a psak. Okay? So Moshe Sternbach says, the Chazon Ish said, in these cases here, which are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, And to the best of my knowledge, those are only cases where it says in Shulchan Aruch, then you forget your learning. You ever see people when they come from the bathroom, they go, whatever, or they go like this, you know, you forget your learning. You're supposed to wash your hands. There's halachas, how much the hand has to be covered. If you washed, only ever see people, I used to watch my kids do it in my house, I used to always tell them that. Are you watching the yeshiva? You see a guy washes and you look close, you see it's like a triangle, goes diagonal over here, it means he did half of his hand. Basically, he didn't wash his hand. What happens? Reshach HaTalmud, he forgets his learning. So if the guy afterwards says it's hard, it's too much to remember, there's yeshiva shir and that shir, and all the rishayim, whatever, maybe if you would do the things Chazal say to do, you wouldn't have that problem. It says beferish, meshach talmudai, right? Or people touch their shoes, right? It's also very interesting how people take sometimes, they touch their shoes and they go like this. It's like a hocus pocus and everything's fine. No, it's not true. It says you can wipe your hands, bekol midi demenaki. What does that mean? If I take a towel and I go and I make sure to get all the different sides of every finger, and all the way till here to my wrist, then okay, if you don't have water, that'll be instead of the water. But we're going to go like this. You got this side of the finger, you got this side, what about this side and this side? You never touched it. Who'd you fool? Rabbi Hashem knows what you did. You didn't fool him. You fooled yourself. So basically, you didn't wash your hands. And whatever a person touches above his elbow, or scratches his back, all the different places, Mekaymas and Mechusim, you're supposed to wash your hands. You didn't wash it? Okay. No one's going to take you to prison over it. You're not Chayiv Misa, but says in Shulchan Aruch Chayiv, you're Meshachet Talmudei. So, something to think about. Or, one smart guy just asked me a few minutes ago, what's the din by wiping your hands? You did wash your hands. Now you want to wipe them. So what does a person do? He wipes over here like this. Okay? It says in the Mogen Avraham, this is not a Gemara. There's a Mogen Avraham that says that if you wipe your hands from the Tilas Yadayim on your clothes, you forget your learning. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And look at the Tilas Yadayim. Now, there's a whole bunch of questions that Chareinim had to learn that Gemara. Because these are called Dvorim Segulim. These are things we don't understand. Do I understand why I'll forget my learning? Do I understand why I have to wash my hands? We understand in Tumah? No. There's a famous Jewish Rashba, one of the philosophim, a philosopher. He told the Rashba, I can understand mitzvah sichlius. I can understand that if a person has parents, kaber sevicha v'simecha. It makes sense. They gave me so many things in life. I have to respect them. But these ideas of Tumah and Tahara, that this you touch a sheretz, you become Tumi, and you have to go to the mikveh, and when you go in the water, suddenly, presto, hocus pocus, you're tor. I don't believe in these things. I'm a man of reason. Sounds like a nice, you know, sophisticated philosopher, right? I'm a man of reason. So what did the Rashba tell him? Anybody knows the truth of Rashba? Nobody knows. The Rashba said, or it could be Yitaka, no, you learned it, but you eat the things that cost a shik, you don't wash your hands, you forgot it. Could also be. And the Maisa, the Rashba tells the guy, okay, you're a man of reason, right? So he says, okay, here's an Evan She'evis. Evan She'evis means a magnet, right? They had them the Rishayim also. I don't know who invented the magnet. Edison invented electricity. Who invented the magnet? I don't know. But it was around the time Rishayim, way before Thomas Edison. Anybody knows who invented the magnet? I don't know. But the Maisa, he took a magnet. He put a piece of metal on the water. Puts the magnet over here, goes straight to the magnet. Why that happened? He doesn't know why. So he says, well, this thing, the electric counter, this, the North Pole, this kaich and kaich. But who made it happen? After all said and done, you have to say, there's something there, Zguli, something which we don't understand. There's a certain kaich that Rabbi Hashem gave a magnet that it draws it. You can be a man of reason. But does that mean to say you're going to argue the fact that the magnet draws the metal? You can't argue it. You don't understand why. The Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, also had a vikuach with one of these more modern guys who didn't want to accept the dinner of Tumah and Tahara and whatnot. He showed him the same thing, and he also showed him another thing. He cut an onion, and the guy started crying because he cut the onion. So he told him, why are you crying? Who died? What are you crying about? Someone, you know, what happened? But you're a man of reason. Why are you crying? You're not supposed to cry. You don't know why. The Teretz says there's certain things which the Rebbeinu Shem, certain kaitas, which whether you believe this God, that God, even you're an atheist, it's not going to help. There's certain kaitas from Shemayim that are there. So you're not going to recognize them? I saw a more modern application of it. That was Beryl Weiner, one of the Hanichum. He took it one step further. He told the guy. Guy said he only believes in things of reason. He doesn't believe in tumas and tires and washing hands. So he told him, he said, okay, you put on a radio, you put on a television, right? He didn't ask him if it's mutar or asar. He just asked him, you put on the radio? Of course. You understand why radio works? Oh, there's this tube. You don't understand it. And use it anyway. What does that mean? There's certain things that are existing. It's a metzias. Whether I understand why I don't, but that's the metzias. So a person who believes in the Torah believes what the Torah says, or what the Rabbanim say, that is the Matthias. If the Torah says the Rambam, the last din in the Rambam Chastara, it's very hard, Chastara, go to the last din Mamish. What does he say? All the dinim that it says in Hilchas Taran, there's a few hundred of them, probably a few thousand of them, they're all Gzeres HaKosev. No one understands the logic behind Tumah, Bittain, Tahar, Klirish, and Klishen. After a while, you get to know certain Klolim. We don't understand it. It's all Gzeres HaKosev, the whole thing. If you believe in the Torah, you believe in that too. You don't believe in the Torah? Okay, so you're in a Kofa, whatever. All these things we don't understand. Getting back, we're off on a tangent. Wiping your hands. A person washed his hands right now, okay? Now he's going to wipe his hands. There's several Sveikas how to learn that Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom is quoting a Tashbitz, one of the Rishayim. And he says it's Kosher Sheikh. And as I said, the Mishnah Berurah brings this one down. It means that Halacha Maisa. It's not clear when it says Chalukai. Chaluk in those days was, they had what the Arabs wear, or Lahavda, what the Arabic wear, it's like a long jacket. And that's what they're referring to also when you learn the 9 days, the Chaluk. Today, Chaluk means a bathrobe. It's a different thing altogether. But then it was like a long beged. Does the Gemara mean Dafka Chaluk? Or means any beged? Like wiping your pants? Maybe, we don't know. Does it mean Dafka by Netil Sidaim of Suda, where it's mentioned? Or means any Netil Sidaim? Or maybe means any time you wipe yourself. Maybe after you took a shower, you should not wipe yourself on your clothes. L'chayr, to be chayrish is that. Because it's not clear what exactly it means. So now, if you go, in the Mir Yeshiva, I think till 2 weeks ago, they have these towels over there where 5,000 people wipe their hands with towels. And some of them also wipe their faces over there, and I don't want to say worse than that, but the mice, I heard when the health department came a few weeks ago, because they had chatzevet, there's an epidemic, unfortunately, of measles, so the Mir Yeshiva knew right away to get rid of those towels. Because if one person, they had 10 people that had measles, okay? Probably that doesn't help too much to prevent measles if everybody wipes his hands and his face and whatever on that towel, right? 5,000 people, you can imagine the poor I don't know a Shabbos that can use such a towel. It's probably just touch it, you're ever in schita on the spot because you just touch it. It's reeking from water. But the maisa, if you had a towel like that, I can understand you might prefer to wipe your hands on your pants or on the wall and not do it on the towel. But normal, when you have, here we have Boch Hashem paper towels, right? So if it says you shouldn't wipe your hands on your pants, then you should. Now, people are very from a lot of things. You ever seen people go to wash their hands? So usually they're going to start wiping like this, and they're going to make sure that this is dry and that's dry. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if you take a revius when you wash your hands, for Suda, if you take a revius, no matter what you did, there's no problem. A revius is not that much. As long as you pour a revius on each hand, you have no chash whatsoever. There's a chazanish, there's a shulchan aruch, but there's people that are doing all these frumkeit never saw the chazanish, never saw shulchan aruch. In all probability, they never saw it and never heard of it. Or, we can be down the kafschus that they did see it, but then since they went like this, they forgot their learning, so they forgot it anyway. Okay? So then you get to the point where the people are doing all these different frumkeiten, and at the end, they're forgetting their learning. And you see this all the time. You know, the only way, according to Mishnah Berurah, that you can have a problem washing your hands, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's no problem with this water. The only problem is if the guy before you washed Shaloi Kedin, and there's some of the water on there, then there's a problem. That's the only possibility. And talk a lot of guys don't know halacha. So they wash like a din. But all these ideas of water or whatever on it, Mishnah Berurah doesn't have any problems with that. But push it, people either they didn't learn it, or they learned and they forgot it. So in any event, it is kedai timachron. This is, can't force a person because the maisa someplace can say it's only Eitz HaTayva. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, I mentioned the Chazon Ish according to Rav Moshe Sternbach. Obviously, Rav Chaim Kanievsky did not hear this from the Chazon Ish. I once asked him. And he wrote me back that he never heard it. If he did hear it, he wouldn't write down that it's only Eitz HaTayva. Chaim Kanievsky does everything like his Rebbe, like his uncle, the Chazon Ish. But he didn't hear it. HaKaponer, Moshe Sternbach is a reliable source. He told me, he writes in the Tshuva, that the Chazon Ish says it. I heard something else from Moshe Feinstein. This I heard from Rabbi First from Chicago. I don't know if you know him. He's a dayan of the Agud in Chicago. Once upon a time, like 40, 50 years ago, he was my Chavrusa. He wrote me, I asked him to put this in writing because I know people wouldn't exactly accept it. Rav Moshe's father, Dov Feinstein, learned Bechavrusa with the Or HaShulchan. And the Or HaShulchan told Rav David Feinstein, and this is what Rav Moshe was quoting to Rabbi First, so he said that people are very mezalzel in these things that are schooliastic, things that we don't understand why, like the things that are Koshla Shikha. He says, I don't know why they're mezalzel. It seems to me there's a serious chashash of a deraisa. You can say for sure, but Rav Moshe is repeating it, Rav Moshe is a serious chashash of a deraisa when you do things that are Koshla Shikha. Now, let's not forget, the Gemara over there says, let's say a person forgot his learning because of the fact he just couldn't retain his memory. Is he also ever deraisa? Or Jabon, or whatever you learn at the different respective shitas? So Gemara says no. If you forgot after you learned it and chazer properly, then you're oinus, then you're potter. It's only b'mesira milibay. Mesira milibay means to say is you don't chazer. Which means to say, if you don't chazer something, it's guaranteed you're going to forget it. That's bor. There's an interesting Pirkei de Belezer that says that a person, he learns something. If he doesn't chazer, after 6 months, he forgets. who says what. After 12 months, you already forgot what they said. Now, that's in those days. Obviously, today, it could take probably like 6 days and you forgot. I have some guys in my shir, after 6 minutes, they forgot what I said. It's interesting. I don't know what they eat, if they eat from things that a cat ate or a mouse ate. I don't know what they eat. Maybe zaysim. I don't know. Some guys have memories, like they have holes in their heads, and whatever goes in one ear goes out the next ear. I don't know. But akaponim, none of us is really that great in memory that we shouldn't try to be machir one of these things. Can't force it. For sure. That's black and white in the Gemara. That's black and white in the Gemara. If you don't chazer, eating chazer, you know it's a deraisa. That you know, right? So not the chazer is also the right. Yeah, that's black and white in the Gemara. Look it up. Don't rely on me. Don't believe, I have a cloud. Don't believe anything someone says. Look it up. You'll see the Gemara. It's black and white. Again? That's very hard to say because each person is different. Each person is different. You have to chazer. Each person knows his capabilities. There's no question about it that chazorah and retention of material is siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara says affairs. Whereas in Megillah Avav Meveis, the Gemara says, Yigati v'lein tzotzi al tamin v'hani mili. The Gemara says that it comes to chazorah and siyata d'shmaya. A person has siyata d'shmaya, and the Gemara says also in Sukkot Daf Mehei, the Gemara says, V'hoyim shmoy tishma, Torah is different than everything else. In general, if I take a kli and I fill it to the top with water, can I put in more water? No way, it's not going to go in, right? Torah is the exact opposite. The more you put into your head, the more you remember. There's always place for more. That shouldn't be a problem. Don't be worried you're going to learn too much or you chaz it too much. There's no place to fit in. There's always a vacancy. There's no sign, no vacancy. It goes in. That's not the problem. The problem is the other way around. If you don't chazer, it falls out very quick. I teach guys Yerdeya. I've been doing this for year after year. A year and a half it takes them to learn it. They have to work mamash like horses. They really have to work hard. A year and a half of learning, if they come to it then they know it. They get tested on the whole thing. They know a lot. Now, how much time do you think it takes to forget that information? It doesn't take too much time at all. You don't chazer. In a few weeks, you start forgetting this and that. By a year's over, your mamash like you learned nothing. And then what's the smicha word? That's very nice on the wall. You have a big thing there. It's good for shaduchim. It's good for the shver. Everything's great. But the Rambam writes that if you have a smicha and you didn't chazer, it's like a person that has a korban. And the korban is kosher. But now you found a mum. Once there's a mum there, everything's worthless. See the chazer, it's like someone, the whole smicha is valid, invalid, worth nothing. What does that mean? Because the Rambam knew very well that if you don't chazer, you forget it. You have people like Rizal Nechemi Gobon, they write down that he's giving smicha, yer, ubitnai, sheyachzer. It's like guaranteed. No one's going to say that he doesn't chazer remembers. There's no such thing. It's true that some people remember better than others. That's true. And if you remember better, you might have to chazer less. But no one's going to say that without chazering, he knows it. But the Gemara says a person learns he doesn't chazer, same daf. You learn you don't chazer, it's like you planted something and you didn't do the charisha afterwards. You wasted your time. Put seeds, you didn't do anything. Learning and not chazering is wasting your time. You're Makayim Talmud Torah. But on the other hand, you're over alive, you remain with nothing. It'll be great if you learned your whole life, you remember nothing. There's a lot of such people around. I have a lot of chavim from yeshiva, I was in Lakewood as a bocher. Guys that have good heads. They didn't chazer, no nothing. They're big lamdonim, it's a very nice swords, a nice papum, whatever. You don't chazer, you remain with nothing. With nothing, then you feel like an idiot. What do I do in my life? You have to chazer. It's interesting to open up I mean, obviously, when we're talking about, there's also schoolers, how to remember your learning. But what's the Iker school? Chazering. You don't chazer. That's befeirish what the Gemara is talking about. If you chazer, eventually you forgot your names. How many times you have to chazer? Each person is different. But it seems that when a person knows he's going to have a test, or if a person knows, like these guys in my chabur, that eventually be tested the whole thing, they chazer better, and then they do remember. So it seems if a person wants to, he remembers. And less man the pog, whoever is a Talmud Chochem, you'll ask him if they learn a lot and the chazer a lot, eventually they have siyata d'shmaya and it sticks. And if not, you got a daven. Put it this way. If you chazer and chazer and chazer, there's a good chance you'll remember it later on also. Right? Does it mean you'll always remember it? No. No. If you keep on learning and you keep on chazering, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is a whole seder how a person should chazer what he once learned. I'm not saying it works for everybody. And I'm not going to tell you that whatever I learn, I remember. Of course not. But you do the best you can. There's no question about it. To speak to any Talmud Chochem or anybody who seems to know what he's talking about, he'll tell you that if he chazers, he remembers. You don't chazer, you forget. Do you remember everything? No. But if you remember, let's say, 20% of what you learned, you'll still be a Talmud Chochem. Make a cheshbon how many years a person learns in yeshiva. There should be something left over there. There's some people have nothing what to say. Like, being in yeshiva 5 years, I don't remember anything. That's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Now, there are certain things that are brought down in the Gemara, which are koshla shikha also. Moshe, walking in between two women. The Gemara says you forget your learning. Black and white Gemara. Now, does that mean to say on the spot, You forgot whatever you learned? No. Kosher l'shichi is when we say it's conducive to forget. Sometimes the Gemara says meshakach, it's much more than kosher. But also, there's no guarantee a person will forget right away. One person goes into a place where there's some germs and catches a cold right away. Another guy doesn't happen, right? One guy eats dangerous foods and foods are full of sugar, gets diabetes, he gets sick. Another guy not. One person smokes his whole life like a chimney, and who knows what happens, just loyalenu. And there's other people that smoke the whole life and they have no problems, right? You never know how much it'll affect you, right? But if Chazal say that this thing is kosher shikha, then you know what they're talking about. Avada, the ikr thing is to chazer. And if you don't chazer, no schoolers are going to help you. But you should listen to the things Chazal say you shouldn't do. Here's another thing. Eating zaysim. Here's a controversial one. Eating olives. Now that's an interesting thing because the Gemara says there's a whole bunch of Gemaras in the Gimel and Beis and Harius that are kosher shikha. One of them is eating zaysim, eating olives. So Gemara says a very interesting thing. Just like an olive makes you forget your learning of 70 years, so Shema Zayis returns your limit of 70 years. Because in that Gemara, there are a lot of places, like the Mir Yeshiva, where they give you every morning olives with Shema Zayis together. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that that's not what the Gemara says. Most places can say that that's ridiculous. Rav Chaim says, if someone says, this medicine, this food, can cause loyelenu yenamachla. It's a nice way of saying cancer. This food can cause cancer, right? Someone else says, this is a medicine for cancer. You can take them both together now? Doesn't make sense. But he says, that's certain people do like that. They take like that. They have such a mesiris that the two together are going to work. Chaim Kanievsky says, ma pitom. Rav Fisher also, Yaakov Fisher, I don't know if you remember him. He was in the Badatz. He was there about 15 years ago. He remembered kol terkula beniglu v'nister. He never ate olives. Now the Gemara brings down several Tanoim and several Amoraim that ate olives. There are many cases. But if you look at the Gemara, the only problem with kosher shikha is if it's rogil b'zeisim. What does rogil mean? What does it mean you do it often? Some say 3 times, some say once in 30 days. Very not clear. So Chaim Kanievsky told me, I'm not sure what rogil means. I know that Tanoim ate, but I don't want to forget my learning, so I make sure not to touch olives. Rav Fisher told me also. He says you can just say that b'shotim and what rogil means, but why should I take a chance? I'm not saying you shouldn't eat olives, because the mice, you can eat olives. But there's some people keep off it, don't take chances.
Now, those who say that it's only if they're raw and tender cooked, is there any truth to that?
It's only if it's raw? There is such a Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Hagos Yaivitz over there, Haris Nafigim. It's also in the Sefer on the Shulchan Aruch Moreh Tzia, and the Rechaim Simukov finally brings it also. However, Rabbi Chaim Falaji writes that he didn't see the Meiri. Meiri's a Rishon. Meiri came out much later. If you learn Mishnah Berurah, 2-3 places of the Meiri, the Mishnah Berurah writes of Achshav Shiyotza Meiri, like a brand new thing. It came out around 70 years ago. Meiri writes point blank that it doesn't make a difference if it's cooked, kovish, salted, tzli, in all cases. So he writes that had he seen that, he wouldn't have written that. But some people never get to see Rabbi Chaim Falaji or the Meiri. And the Yaivitz is in the back of the Gemara. Today it's even on the Meforshim, the Gyalka Meforshim. So that's what they saw. But the Maisa, that's not at all poshut. Again, we're not going to stop a person from eating olives. And I'm not going to put up a sign of Machon the Meir Yeshiva. But the Maisa, there are certain people that say, I'm forgetting so much anyway, I want to be careful, so therefore I'm not going to eat olives. People do that. Would I recommend the idea of doing together Zaysa? I would not recommend it. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in a Sefer that he saw what Rav Chaim Kanievsky had his complaint about owls and Shem Zayis. So he complained to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you took away my breakfast from the last 50 years. Shem Zayis was Yerushalayim, they were always eating it. He saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky's time, he says, I think what you're saying is right. So he says, I stopped eating it. Stop being Shem Zayis, together with Zaysim. Now there are certain things which people say make you forget your learning, and they don't have makar. Example, you ever hear that you're not supposed to cut the end of a bread? People leave over the end of a bread? Anybody ever hear that? Some people heard it. Huh? They cut off the end. Why are they cutting it off? What? You give it to women? Where'd that come from? Sounds very romantic, but what's the guy do with that? I don't know. In Minchas Yitzchok, somebody asked him about this. Shatzur's Minchas Yitzchok. Chelik tes simches oizayin. Tes chazayin. Somebody asked him. So he says, there's a Shalom, he says, in Trumas, that that means to say, if people say something is a sakona, even if you don't makor, you should be chayshish. So he says, I think the same thing is by shikha. If people say that it's something causes shikha, you should be chayshish. That's what he writes. And therefore he says, I don't know why we don't do it, but they told me that it's koshla shikha, so therefore I accept it. That's what he writes. When I spoke to Michas Yitzchak shortly before he was nifter, we're talking about 31 years ago, so he asked me if I know makor for that, and I was writing about these subjects then. So I told him, I found a very interesting makor, the Eish Lavron, the Bichatri, in the back of Shulchan Aruch. He brings down that people cut off the end of the bread is because there's a Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kufayin, that a person who's eating should always leave over a little bread in case an oni walks in. So he says he thinks that's the reason why. You leave over a little piece of bread, so in case an oni comes in, you can give to the oni. And from that came the idea that people always cut off the end of their bread. I showed it to the Mechitz, Yitzchak, he was mamash thrilled. He said he'd never seen it before. He said, it's a rare sefer. I showed it to him. He said, never saw it before. He says, it's true that he doesn't say anything about shikha. He doesn't say he's going to forget your learning. He says, Pashit, you have v'ani. So he says, it could be that people want to scare the kids. They said, if you do this, you forget your learning. Like I was the kid that told us, if you drink Coca-Cola, then you become old. I'm old, you're scared. I'm going to be old. I want to be young my whole life, you know? Right? So he says, it could be people made that up. But the mindset, the fact that the Eish Lavron, the Buchacher, is already trying to figure out where does it come from, that means 300 years ago such a meaning existed. And even he wasn't 100% sure, but it shows us something to it. So, which is a very interesting thing. There is some reason. We might not know why. But definitely, people already had this meaning 300 years ago. Okay, so I'm not saying you have to be choshish for everything, which you don't have makar for. But a lot of these things have makars, and they're brought in the Shulchan Aruch. What can a person do? A person should try, obviously, to chazer's learning. It's always kedai to get a brach. If a person sees, doesn't remember things, he wants to be a Talmid Chacham. Everybody wants to be a Talmid Chacham. Most people don't want to work hard and have to chazer and to be a Talmid Chacham, but everybody wants to be a Talmid Chacham. It's kedai to get a brocha from a Talmid Chacham, from a Yerushalayim, from a Tzaddik. It's kedai to look in this week's parsha as a Murdika or a Chaim HaKodesh. It's right after a V. It says that the Yam, Vayoshev HaYam, if nice boyke, where's my Yoshev HaYam? A sonoi. A sonoi means to say to its strength. But the Medrash brings down a sonoi is a Loshen Tanai. It returned to the original conditions, the original time. What's that all about? What Tanai? The Rechaim says a Mori de Gazach. And the Metzayan, the new ones, is a Yalkut. I think it's Reish Lamed Zayin, it sounds like that. Rechaim says every Bria that was created has certain physical Tanoim. The sun is only around the daytime. At night, it's got to go away. The moon's only at night. Water can go down, it can't go up. Fire can spread until it meets up with water. Every Bria has certain physical conditions. That's A. B is, they're told, all these physical conditions are only until a person that's an Omel B'Torah tells you otherwise. If a person is Omel B'Torah, it doesn't mean to say because they're right or have a going. It means they're right. No, he's really an Omel B'Torah. If a person is a real Talmid Chacham, he has a right to tell everything, stop. And that's what happened with the Yam. The Yam knew that if a person that's Omel B'Torah comes and says, split, obviously water never splits, water always flows. But if a person's Omel B'Torah tells him, he's got to split. So what was his argument with Moshe Rabbeinu? His argument was because it was before Matan Torah. He says, you're not an Omel Torah. So Moshe says, no. This guy is already learning Torah, and he is an Omel Torah. You have to listen to him. The Yam split. And we have Gemara's later on also, Chumar, Pinchas Ben Yer. He split a Yam. We have several cases, people split Yam. You hear something like a moifus. The sniper told someone, a guy who had yichveis, they said it diagnosed him as cancer, as a tumor, as a surgery. Sniper said there's nothing there. Then they find there's nothing there. Sounds wild. How did it happen? That's what it says in the Rechaim Kodesh. A person who's an emes de kol b'tayra, he can change the teva. He can tell anything in the teva to disappear, to change its whole teva. So more of the Rechaim Kodesh. You hear sometimes maises about the Satmar Rebbe, about the sniper, about the chazanish. Things that are unbelievable. It's believable. They have that God-given right. So it's always kedai to get a brocha for a person who is a big tzaddik. It's always kedai. And of course, it's kedai to chazer. If you want to be more convinced about chazara, open up a Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kufnun and Hayt is a bir alocha. What happens after Me'ev Esrim? You go up to heaven and they ask him, what do you know? Oh, I learned a little bit about Metzia. What about Pavli? What about Yishalmi? What about Medrash? They ask you one by one. There's no discounts over there. They ask you. So it's kedai for a person to learn. It's kedai to chazer. Who knows how many years you have to learn. Before you know it, you might have to go to work or whatever. Chaper right now. Now's the time to learn. Now's the time to chazer. Get a brocha from a tzaddik, daven. If a person davens by birchas Torah, if he davens that he should be zeichet to retain his learning, to learn, the Baruchim helps. What do you want to ask? So that is a shach in your day, Sim Reish Ayin Zayin. There's a problem here, la locha, and there's a problem which is gulius there. The locha is Gemara in Erevin, that if you leave your sefer open, it's a bezoin for the sefer. So meikar then it's also. On that, the shach writes that al pi Kabbalah, shin dalid, stands for shade, is Rashi Tevis Shomer Dafim, and if you leave your sefer open, you forget your learning. So people think they're smart, they turn the page to a different page. Like, this I didn't learn yet, what can I forget, right? It's like Damar, it's never learned, what can I forget? But it's stupid, because you're being over the ikr din is you're being vazed to the sefer.
Or do you turn it to the blank page at the front? Just to cover, I see people do that a lot.
L'chair it's mutter, l'chair you're not going to forget your learning, but at the same time, I remember when I was at Bochan Lakewood, they asked the Paisik, the Rabadi, if you want to reserve a place, can you leave the sefer open like this to reserve a place? He had big sveikas on that, because the Maisi, you're using a sefer like a bookmark. So, theoretically, it should be mutter, but I'd rather not do it. Why? Because there's a similar question in Kufn and Dal, the Mishnah Berurah, can I use one sefer to prop up another sefer? It says beferish, I can't take a sefer to use it as shade, and I can't hit someone with my sefer, that I can't do, but if I want to prop up a sefer as a machlik, as the Magen Avraham has, this is not to say that it's usher, because I'm using it as a stick, it's not to say it's mutter, I'm using it to learn. The Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter, but since he brings down the other day also, that means to say it's preferable not to. So I would say it's preferable not to, but I can't see you doing an isser.
What if you're like that on sefer? Everybody does.
Most Jews are Mechal Shabbos, doesn't mean it's mutter. If you want to feel good about it, Rabbi Chilmi Paris is a Rishon. He says that, you know, there's a musik of tal shel tchias ameisim, a certain dew. He says that that tal from tchias ameisim is created from the roik, the spit, when a person falls asleep while he's learning, he fell asleep, not by kavona, head propped down. And there's a spit coming out of his mouth. From that roik, from a person that fell asleep learning, that's the creation of tal of tchias ameisim. But it doesn't say shel chachila. Don't think you can make tash of chias ameisim by putting your head up, spinning. That's not going to work. So it's not the right thing to do. There's better places to put your head. Take the sefer away and then put it on the shtender. The sefer is not a pillow. If you fell asleep, the ba'oinus, while you're learning, it seems you get schar.
What about wearing clothing inside out?
So that is brought down by the Das Torah and Siman Dal that it's kosher shikha. He had his own masseurs, there's no makar for it. He says that he has such a masseurs that it's kosher shikha. It says it. But it's not. We don't have a chazal that says it.
So I'd
be careful not to do it. But I'm not going to go stop my person from doing it because the ma'aseh that we don't have any makor in the place can buy it.
And going down the stairs backwards.
I would say if a guy does that, he's a shaita. Everything's mutter. Never anything like that. Oh, that's a fair shigmar. The first, and Mishnah Berurah, the first page of Mishnah Berurah, open a Mishnah Berurah, the first page of Mishnah Berurah, Siman Aleph. That's a Gemara Haris Daf Yud Gimel. You have clothes under your pillow, you forget you learn. But he's Masupik, if it's only Marashosev under your head, or even if it's with a pillow in between the pajamas, like if you're putting pajamas under your head, that's kosher shikra. But if you're putting it under the pillow, he's Masupik. Want to take a chance? Like I wouldn't want to. I forget enough as it is, why should I take a chance? You're getting into the same sofik. You want to use your learning because of that? Why don't you put something else in there? Put your underwear in there. Well, what? Listen, I'm not going to tell you that it's a mutter. And I'm not going to tell you it's us. Because some place can say it's a toiv. The it's a toiv is you don't do these things. There's a whole question that the place can ask the kahanim and the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishnah and Talmud. They used to take their clothes and put it on their head. So the Chabina of time is that there's no shikha in the Beis Hamikdash. So you can't bring a raya. Others want to say that if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, like you're learning, that it's mutter. This is such a tzad. I wouldn't take a chance. Why take a chance? If you know everything you learn, you remember anyway, go ahead. If you see you forget things, I think most of us in that category, it's good to find other ways.
What about shoes under your bed?
Under what?
Under your bed. Your shoes under your bed.
Like great place to put them. I do it also. What's wrong with that? No. On the contrary, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra of Samach on the Beis. The Gemara brings down there that if you have food under your bed, there's a ruach ra on that food. And the Gemara says the chili between a Ma'oritz and a Talma Chochem, a Ma'oritz has everything under his bed, his dirty underwear, his socks, everything sticks under the bed, and a Talma Chochem only has the shoes that he has under the bed. Masha's shoes under the bed is for sure not a problem. That's fine. Off on the Gemara, black and white, Samach on the Beis and Baba Basra, no problem.
What about putting a beanie on with every reality and the
I don't know what a beanie is. Maybe you. Oh, that's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says kosher shikha to put on two clothes at the same time. Yeah, two clothes, two hats at the same time.
Jacket
and shirt. Yeah. Do one at a time. Do it one at a time. What's the big hardship? I understand you don't have a pillow at night. I hear that's hard. Why? You're such a rush. You can't put one to another. What's the problem? You're probably in such a rush because you want to run to the Gemara. So if you want to run to Gemara and not forget your learning, then be careful about this also. It's kedai. Basically, the Shiva says should be katsar because the Ayman, I don't think, go to sleep, we go to learn, whatever. But we said today, 9.5 hours. And if the Ayman is interested, we can talk next week with the things that are good for you.